Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. We live in a country where we are at this time still privileged to be able to have the Word of God preached freely in our land. There are places where the free preaching of the Word of God is restricted. In some places where the state restricts what churches can exist, and Christians have had to go underground and have churches that meet secretly. In order to deliver Bibles, just to deliver Bibles in 13 countries, you must do so undercover because it is illegal. In Afghanistan, the ruling Taliban does not believe that any other religions other than Islam should exist. Christians are many times either hospitalized in a psychiatric hospital because they believe it's insane to be a Christian, or the Christians are simply put to death. It is a blessing to have the good news of Jesus Christ and his forgiveness proclaimed freely in our country so that people may hear and by the power of the Holy Spirit believe. But in our land, even here where the gospel is being freely proclaimed, we see an increasing number of people falling away. In 1972, 90% of people identified as Christian. But in 2022, only 63% identified as Christian. Nevertheless, even though the Word of God is preached freely, then we see that the people reject the Word. We also see people who are baptized and given new life who then fall away from the Lord. And then there are others who believe and receive the Word of God and they remain in faith until they die. Or there are others who believe for a while, fall away, and then return. We see these sorts of things happening over and over again in our world. People who hear and do not believe. People who hear and fall away. People who hear, fall away, and return. Or people who hear and believe and confess Christ until they die. Jesus talks about this and explains what we see in the parable that he tells, the parable of the sower, in our gospel reading for today. There we learn of the power of the Word of God to create new life, to create the fruit of faith. And we are also warned of the dangers that stand against God's people in this world. We are also given some insight into why we see people who hear this word, some who have even believed, and yet who fall away. In this parable, then, that we're going to talk about today, Jesus highlights the power of the Word of God and the dangers that stand against us as Christians. By speaking of the Word of God as a seed that falls on four different kinds of soil. These soils stand for different people who hear the Word of God. And as we hear each kind of soil and what happens to the seed on that soil described, we should remember Jesus' words that come at the end of the parable and that I spoke at the beginning here. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And we then must remember as we reflect on this to hear Jesus' words in faith, to trust him and what he says, his word of forgiveness, and receive it in faith and trust. But before we get to each soil and talk in detail about each one and what it means and what Jesus is saying by it, we have to keep in mind Jesus' first word of explanation about what the seed is, and that the seed is the same. It is the same seed that is spread on every kind of soil, the Word of God. It isn't a seed that is packaged or genetically modified for different kinds of soil. At the end of the day, it's the same seed. The same Word of God is preached and proclaimed to many different people. And many, it seems, do not bear fruit But then there are others that do bear fruit. But it's the same seed, the same word of God. We do not change or alter it. We preach the same basic message. That we are sinners who have been separated from our God, our Creator, because of sin, because of our sin. And then that same God has come in Jesus Christ to pay for our sins by living the perfect life in our place and then by going to the cross to suffer in our place for our sins so that we might be forgiven and have new life and be reconciled with God and live with Him forever. But let's now get into each soil. Now that we understand what that basic message is, what the basic word of God is proclaimed to every person, and then talk about what happens as that word of God is proclaimed. In the story, this parable that Jesus tells, the seed, he says, first falls along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. Jesus explains later on what this means to his disciples. He says that these are the ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. In the book of Matthew, we hear the additional explanation that these hearers do not understand the word. There are those who may hear the word in this world and do not seek to understand it, do not dwell upon it, do not meditate upon the word. They let the word pass in one ear and out the other. They may, in fact, go to church at times, but not in order to hear the word of God or to learn it or to study it or to understand it. But perhaps they go for other things. Perhaps they go to church because they want to build relationships, have relationships for their kids, to have community. And when the word of God is preached, they might simply ignore it for the fun stuff. They look instead for what is easy to hear, what is fun, what is interesting and appealing to their sinful flesh. Perhaps those who have the word snatched away are like those described in 2 Timothy 4, where the Apostle Paul writes to Pastor Timothy, "For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths." Don't hear the word in this way, dear friends. Don't let the word of God be snatched away from you by the devil. Don't let it merely pass through one ear and out the other. Hear and receive and believe. Do not dismiss it as irrelevant, something for another time and place. Don't ignore that which you don't understand or which seems to be so different from the culture in which we live. Don't just look for whatever seems fun and interesting and appealing. Don't just look for the parts of the Word of God that sound nice, the kinds of texts that make good wall decorations. Seek to understand the whole counsel of God, all of what God's Word says. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now for the second soil, the rocky ground. A person not only fails to hear, to have the ears to hear, when he ignores the word or sets it aside or simply lets it pass him by. There are also those who do, in fact, believe the good news of Christ, but only when the going is easy. Jesus tells us that some seed fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. Jesus explains what this means, what this second rocky soil is, when he says to his disciples, "And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing, fall away." The time of testing for these plants comes when they must draw moisture from deep within the soil, because the sun is out and it's hot, and they need more than what they can get just on the surface. We hear in Mark that these plants died when the sun rose and they were scorched. These plants needed good, rich soil. Their roots needed to be sunk deep into good, rich soil so that they could get the moisture and withstand the heat. And the Christian in this life, who has believed the Word of God, the seed has fallen, a new life has been created, they have received the Word with joy. This Christian too, every one of us, faces temptation and testing. The devil doesn't give up. Once a person has heard the Word and has believed it, he still seeks to attack. And so there are those who may believe, but then when they face pressure from friends who mock religion, call Christians religious nuts, or all sorts of other names, who mock the Bible and what God says about a whole host of issues. Remember what God says about marriage or abortion, or who we have been made as male or female. When they face such pressures from others, they easily fall away and go along with the crowd, following what's popular, and they do not speak up and confess what the Word of God says. Christians are facing tests today, not only in other countries where there is actually violence against Christians, but even here today in our country. Is your faith in God and His Word, or is your faith somewhere else? Will we believe and live and confess God's word in all we do, no matter what anyone says, trusting that God will take care of us? He will provide for us. So how will we then, when faced with this opposition, just like when that sun came out and beat down upon those plants, how will we face the tests and the temptations of this world when things get tough, when it's not easy to be a Christian? So that we do not die like the plant growing on the rocky soil. Well, first, let's talk about what it looks like to have very little depth of soil, very little opportunity to draw moisture. If we have lived our lives as though Sunday morning church is just a box to check off, an event to attend, but that the Word of God does not form and shape everything we do every day, we probably don't have much depth of soil. But the person who continues to go through the process of shining the light of the Word of God on their own sin and confessing it, and then comes clinging with joy to the forgiveness of Jesus here in this place, this person is far better to withstand, to meet the testing of faith. That person has known the power of the living and active Word of God and has learned to treasure it, to receive it with joy. That person, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, has come to know and to love the Word of God and the forgiveness of Jesus. Such a person who has known the joy of God's forgiveness after having seen and examined themselves and their sin, and then come to receive God's Word and His forgiveness as the answer to their sin, this person, when they face great trial and temptation and opposition to the Word of God, is better able to withstand it because they don't want to give up what Jesus gives them. They know how valuable and what a treasure it really is. And even when the gun is pointed at their head and they might be told to deny Jesus or die, as people are told in other countries, that person has known the love of Jesus, has been looking forward to and anticipating life with Christ. That person has known and believed what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 16. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? The Christian who has learned to cling to the Word and forgiveness of Jesus and to look forward to eternity is willing to give up this life, to forfeit this life, even if it means losing everything that they have and enduring great suffering, because they know that they are looking forward to the life to come. Dear Christian friends, have you been hearing the Word of God in such a way that you sorrow over your sin and seek the forgiveness of Jesus day after day, week after week? For you is the word of absolution, the word of forgiveness, worth dying for. Would you give up everything else to have Jesus' forgiveness and have life with Him, even your own life on this earth? If you aren't willing to give up an hour or two of life every Sunday morning, would you be ready to give up your life for Jesus if the gun were pointed at your head? Where our roots do not sink deep into the Word of God, where we have been shallow in our meditation on His Word, we must repent. Our Lord holds out His forgiveness, life, and salvation for every one of us here. He showers His love upon you so that you might be strengthened today for the test of your faith, for when the sun comes out and it's hot and it's difficult to be a Christian. Here He calls you today to come and receive His gifts, the greatest gifts of all. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now for the third soil. Jesus tells us, "And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it." Jesus explains what this means, what this seed among the thorns and the weeds is. He says, "And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature." It doesn't always take a test for someone to fall away from faith. It isn't always some traumatic event or great persecution or a gun to the head or the laughter of your friends or the fear of losing a job. A person can simply be enticed away by something else that seems so much more appealing. Something else seems so much more interesting. Something else is a priority. Something else seems so much more pressing at the moment, as if you just couldn't give that one thing up. There is just so much else to take care of, one might say. Or the person might say, "Well, I've heard it all already. I know enough to get to heaven. Now let me focus on the real world." And such a person might think that he can set aside all the theology and just be practical. Get things done. Focus on what works right now to help me get by and make ends meet. But Jesus tells us instead to change our focus elsewhere. In the book of Matthew, He says, "Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." The money and the pleasures of this life seems so important for being happy, but they don't lead to eternal happiness. They do not give you life right now. He who dies with the most toys still dies. Hear and receive the Word of God in faith. Meditate upon it. Spend time reading the Bible every day. See God's Word as His letter to you to give you true wisdom for this life. But most important, to give you eternal life, where real life is. And that real life and eternal life given through His Son. The Lord indeed takes care of you rather than giving you more cares. The Lord gives you riches that you don't need to take care of. Eternal life that He will give you forever. The Lord gives you pleasure that will not fade away. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And now for the fourth soil. Here finally are the ones who hear in faith. Here is the seed that falls on good soil and yields 100-fold. Jesus tells us, "They are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience." These last are the people who hear the word of God spoken to sinners. The call to repentance, the call to acknowledge sin and believe in Jesus, and they truly deplore their sins. They recognize them as truly terrible. Like the tax collector in Jesus' other parable, they cry out, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Like the people of Nineveh, they hear the word of God and they repent and turn to the Lord. And not only do such people who hear this word of God and bear fruit, not only do they deplore their sins, they also rejoice to receive forgiveness. They eagerly desire the forgiveness and new life that Jesus gives. And having been forgiven of their sins, such hearers of the word eagerly desire to hear more of the word, to meditate on it. They understand with the psalmist that blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Those who are on the fourth soil, who hear the word of God and receive it with joy and bear fruit with patience, they are those who do meditate upon the word. They delight in it. They have moisture and they bear fruit, fed by the living and active word of God and sustained by him. They live. But all of this is not the result of something good in them. It isn't the result of their good works. It is all due to the work of God through his word. God gave them life, and he continues to sustain that life by his word and sacrament. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Dear Christians, hear. Hear the word of God in faith. Don't let it merely pass through one ear and out the other. Do not let Satan distract you and snatch the word. Dear Christians, hear. Hear the word of God in faith. Get to know every part of the word. Be in the regular habit of confessing your sins and clinging to the absolution and the body and blood of Jesus. Cling to it firmly when life is easy and when there is the test, when the sun comes out and things are hard. Dear Christians, hear. Hear the word of God in faith, even when there are other distractions, when there are other thorns and weeds that threaten to choke out the word. When the devil does not want you to bear fruit, which he never wants you to bear fruit. Turn to our Lord in faith and receive his word and trust that what he gives is best. Dear Christians, hear. Hear and believe. And by the power of God, working through his word and sacrament, bear fruit. Pray fervently with passion that this word of forgiveness that you have been given because of Jesus' death on the cross may pour forth abundantly in praise to the Lord, in thanksgiving for his gifts, in love for others, and in confessing what Jesus has done, and inviting others to hear the word and believe. Our Lord is the one who does all of the work of creating the fruit in you. It is a blessing to have this powerful word of God preached freely in our land, when there are other places where it is not preached freely. But we still face the same dangers every day. And we can see around us those who have fallen away from faith. And so we look at this parable of the sower and we remember the dangers. That the devil is always lurking, wanting to snatch the word away. That there are other temptations and tests that we face. And there are the normal distractions of money and pleasure and cares of this life that threaten to choke out the word so that it proves unfruitful. Recognize these dangers and all the more hear the word of God. Come to the one who gives life and bestows his forgiveness, the benefits of his cross as he does today, so that you might believe in Christ, that you might be strengthened in faith, and finally be saved. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.